happy Monday to you and happy Thanksgiving week to you. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And man, I hope you got some time this week just to sit back and reflect on the ways that we can be grateful for all the things, the good things that God's brought into our lives, even in the midst of the chaos of the more recent history in our country. Man, we have so much to be grateful for. In our Guardrail series, we jumped back in this past week looking at commandment, one of the final commandments, I should say, towards the end of how we relate to one another, looking at this idea of bearing false witness or lying. And so we kind of started talking about the reality that God gives us freedom to relate to one another in our words. And we have this tendency to try and make ourselves look better than we really are, and we tell things that we call white lies. We talked about the most 6 common lies that are told in our culture, and they seem harmless, but in reality, they divide us. And I don't mean divide us from one another as much as I'm referring to they divide us internally, certainly externally as well. But God calls us to integrity. God calls us to wholeness. Integrity comes from the word integer, whole number. God wants us to be whole people. So what we did is we talked about how the lies we tell are really rooted in the lies that we believe. And Christy Lowe from our team was super helpful to us on Sunday to help us see the realities of what a divided soul can do, like that we believe the words of accusation that are spoken to us sometimes at a very young age, and they become part of our behavior to the degree that we don't even realize those things. And so then what ends up happening is we end up agreeing at some points along the way with that accusation. We make an agreement really with the enemy, with the accuser of the brethren, is what the scriptures call our enemy. And in doing so, we just reinforce the lack of integrity, the lack of truth that can be spoken over our lives by others' words, subtle hints that the enemy gives us. And so we really have to do some story digging. And that's one of the reasons for doing the Share Anywhere curriculum this fall. As we look at our stories, a lot of times we identify the lies we believe, which are really, again, the roots of the lies that we're going to tell. So we have to not only fight the accusation, but we also have to fight the agreement with those lies. And we do that in a number of ways. I mean, we have to be curious about our own stories and dig in and lean into those and lean into the vulnerability that comes with the realities of the things that we have said and done, the things that have been said and done to us. And we're vulnerable in our relationship with God as points along the way where things like that are hurtful and difficult for us. And then we live in community with others. Sometimes others can see things in our lives, maybe lies that we believe, things that we say that sometimes we don't even realize that we're saying, but we repeat them over and over and over again, and they come out often enough that others can see the things sometimes that we can't see. And we kind of landed on this reality that gospel words can change our world, that Jesus came into the world as the Logos of God, the Word of God. John 1:1 says the communication of God to us. And in some ways it seems like Jesus lived a very nondescript kind of life until, you know, in his early 30s he began to speak, and he spoke these words of life, and people gathered around him, all kinds of people, people that you would never expect, people who probably had a lot of negative words spoken at them and over them, people who believed a lot of the accusation of the enemy, lined up to hear him. Lepers and thieves and prostitutes, the sick, people who were living in impoverished situations because of Roman rule, they gathered to these words of life. As a matter of fact, his disciples one time said to him, "Where else can we go? For you alone have the words of life." And so Jesus tells us the truth that we are all flawed, we're all broken by sin, which means that we all need a Savior. And those words can change, can transform our world and allow us to live in wholeness and integrity. So I'm going to pray that for us today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray that into the beginning of your day as well. God, thank you that we don't have to live beholden to the lies, that we have to look a certain way, that we have to have a certain level of significance or success or income, that God, we have to have a managed amount of status in our lives for other people to think that we're important. God, we have the attention of the universe. We have you, God, who has given your one and only son for us. So God, we want to believe the things that you say about us, the God, that we are beloved, that we are your children, that we're accepted, that we're known, that we can be transparent, God, with you, that we can be vulnerable with you, that you won't run from us, that you won't ever leave us alone, that in the midst of chaos and storm, you're with us. God, I pray for folks who this week are going to be spending time with family, and God, that can be wonderful and be difficult all at the same time. I pray, God, that we would be confident in the things that you say about our core identity, God, and help us to fight against the accuser. We pray Psalm 3 that you would break the teeth of the wicked, that you would hit the accuser in the jaw, God, that that we can trust that you're going to fight for us. Now you take the opportunity to pray.